He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the May 16th live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. I hope you listened to me on Monday when the market was down over 600 points. And I said, you know what? Over the last 10 years, every single pullback has been a buying opportunity. And I don't see why this time is any different. So we've had three really big days in a row. Of course, it's all about the close today, but right now the Dow is up 210 points. Puts the Dow at 25,857. The Dow up 0.8% this morning. The S&P doing even better than that. It's up 0.9% this morning. It's up 26 points, 2,877. The NASDAQ is up 67 points. It's at 7,889. It's up 0.9% today. The small cap index, Russell 2000, is up 12 points this morning. That's 0.75%. It's at 1,560. Crude oil is up today. Crude oil at 62.51. Gold, however, down $6.60 per ounce. I have no exposure to gold. I have no exposure to the energy stocks. Gold is at $1,291 per ounce. Silver is down 10 cents per ounce to $14.71. We have the dollar about flat today and a little bit of sell-off in the bond market today, up 3 basis points to 2.41%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management, spending the week. Oh, it's a working vacation, I would say, although I haven't had not even 1 hour off since I arrived here Monday evening. Oh, what do we have here? We've got a little bit of a disturbance going on. There we go. We'll get rid of that. That's something. Anyways, there it comes again. Let me get rid of that. Doggone those guys. I'll tell you what. Anyways, we're broadcasting one last day here from Sarasota. No, I'll be broadcasting from Sarasota again tomorrow. We had a very nice workshop last night, full house. And my calendar has been full the whole time I'm here. Now, if you weren't able to meet with us this time around, we'll be back 6 to 8 weeks, somewhere in that time frame. We'll be down here again. We'll be coming on a regular basis. Now that I'm based out of Charleston, South Carolina, we'll be coming down here on a regular basis. So if you'd like to book an appointment for the next time we're here, which will be somewhere about 6 to 8 weeks from now, call Edie at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to GundersonCapital.com to request an appointment with Bill and Paul for their next visit down here to Sarasota. Well, this is the third straight day of really good action in the market since that 600-point drubbing on Monday. That is a thing of the past right now, and obviously that was a very good buying opportunity on Monday if you were to step up to the plate and have bought some of these best stocks now, because the last 3 days have been sensational in the market. Yesterday, it was basically President Trump extending the deadline for those tariffs on European cars that got the market going. Today, we have Treasury Secretary Mnuchin saying that the U.S. is close to resolving a dispute with Canada and Mexico regarding tariffs on aluminum and steel, and that is all giving a boost to the market today. In addition to that, and as I emphasized last night at my workshop, the market is all about the Big E. Not Elvin Hayes, the former basketball player for the Houston team there, but the earnings, big equation, EARNINGS, 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 capitalized, bold-faced, exclamation points, just like real estate is location, location, location. The stock market is earnings, earnings, earnings. And another reason that this market is in rally mode once again this morning for the third day in a row is because of earnings. And having said that, why this market has been going up for the last 10 years, earnings, 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 earnings. So that, to me, there's all these indicators in the market. There's moving average crossovers. People ask me, Bill, do you use Bollinger Bands? Do you use MACDs? Do you use moving average crossovers? Do you use different types of technical indicators, Fibonacci numbers? And it comes down to the big best indicator in the market of all for the overall market and for individual stocks, earnings. And I pointed out the chart, the graph of earnings over the last 10 years for the S&P 500. And more importantly, I pointed out the chart going forward for earnings expectations, because not only does the market look to earnings, but it also looks to earnings expectations and what those expectations are down the road. Biggest driver, that is the biggest driver between movement in stocks and movement in stock indexes. We had a real good day in the NASDAQ yesterday. I think Google was up more than 4%. Facebook was up more than 3%. In fact, the NASDAQ yesterday was up more than 1.3%. Overall, the S&P was up 0.8%. Big day for the NASDAQ yesterday. The Dow was only up 0.7% yesterday. And once again today, the NASDAQ is having a very good day. Why does the NASDAQ have such good days? Well, where do you think you find most of the earnings growth out there? Which sectors? You're not going to find consistent earnings in the energy patch. You're not going to find consistent earnings in consumer staples like Procter & Gamble and Coca-Cola. They're great companies. They've been around for a long time. But the earnings growth has slowed down to low single digits. And in some cases, it's flipped to negative earnings growth. And you're still going to continue to find the big earnings growth, the biggest earnings growth, mostly concentrated in the technology sector. We've had a little bit of a rally in treasuries this week, although it's giving back some of that rally here today. The two-year treasury got as low as 2.14 yesterday. That's its lowest level in over 18 months. And the 10-year got cleared down to 2.36 yesterday. But having said that, that's still a pretty good gap. That's a 22 basis gap between the 2-year and the 10-year. So we're not seeing a bond market that right now is predicting a recession anytime soon. Now, the shorter term yield curve, the 3-month and the 10-year, that did invert a little bit yesterday or the day before that. And it's still trading at about par right now. But the more important 2-year and 10-year, you've got a 22-point basis point gap in between. And even though you hear a lot of economists and a lot of market pundits talking recession, we heard Jeffrey Gundlach yesterday talking about the high percentage of a recession. Well, he's an outlier. and not an outright liar, an outlier. The bond market is saying otherwise right now. Well, we have a big punch to China's Huawei technologies, and that is rippling through the semiconductor sector today. And it's another shot fired by President Trump at China in the ongoing trade war. Huawei, one of their biggest technology companies, not only is the CFO of Huawei still being held in Canada, but now Huawei products are banned from the U.S. So we'll see if that hastens or turns up the heat here on getting a deal with China. When we come back, we'll talk about some individual stocks. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code Mike G.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, getting ready for our appointments that we have all day today. And he will be back on the air Monday as we'll be traveling. He'll be traveling tomorrow. I'll be doing a live radio show here from Sarasota one last time for this week, and as I said, we'll be back in about 6 to 8 weeks, and if you'd like to arrange for an appointment with us at that time, we were booked this time, you can call Edie at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. We'll also be headed for Seattle somewhere in that 6 to 8 week time frame from now, and we will be doing a workshop near the airport there in Seattle. I believe it's SeaTac Airport. We haven't been to Seattle for a while, but that will be our next trip. So let's see, this is May, somewhere in late June, middle of July, somewhere in there. We'll be traveling to Seattle on a nonstop Boeing air flight from Charleston, South Carolina to Seattle, and spending several days there meeting with folks and putting on a workshop. If you'd like to book an appointment with us, sign up at the workshop. We don't have the exact dates yet. And we don't have the exact location yet, but I think, unless I change my mind, that we're going to do it somewhere near the airport so that we can talk to our Tacoma folks and also our Seattle, Bellevue, etc. folks while we're there in Seattle. So again, go to our website. That'll be up on the website soon. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Well, we have President Trump. He signed an executive order banning American telecom companies from installing foreign-made equipment that could threaten national security. And in particular, he's picking on China's Huawei. The order instructs Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross to prohibit transactions posing an unacceptable risk. And while it doesn't mention one company or one country, China's industry leader Huawei jumps to mind. Now, this could be good news for a couple of other telecom equipment companies, but I really don't like either one of them. Nokia is up 4% today. Nokia has been a dead stock for a long, long time. Earnings have been decreasing at Nokia. I don't like playing little short news-driven plays in stock. Nokia is up today. The other one would be Ericsson, the Swedish company. It's up 1.9% today. Ericsson has been coming back just a little bit here, but it's still not a real major player anymore. You're looking at about 2% growth out of Ericsson in sales over the last year. And if there is a correlation between earnings growth and stock price appreciation, which I believe there unequivocally is a correlation, then I don't want to own a company that's growing their sales by just 2% per year. And that would include Ericsson and Nokia. Well, yesterday we got a few bad reports on the economy, but hey, you know what? There's times when they put everything bad in 1 month and report it. It smooths out over time. Today we have three very good reports on the U.S. economy, and I'm sure that has something to do with today's big 225-point gain in the Dow so far. First, we had initial jobless claims, which come out every Thursday. The initial jobless claims were down 16,000 from last week to just 212,000. That is an extremely low number. You know, I'm seeing the same help wanted ads down here in Sarasota on restaurants, construction, just a little bit of everything that I'm seeing up in South Carolina, in Charleston, and in Mount Pleasant, in other areas. And I'm also seeing wages going higher. In fact, Paul commented to me, he saw a sign at the local barbecue joint there in Mount Pleasant, a very good barbecue joint, by the way, especially if you like pulled pork with that South Carolina golden secret sauce, got a little mustard in there. He saw an ad for workers there at $15 per hour. So not only is the labor market tight, but we're also seeing wages go up. Housing starts bounce back in April. Housing starts up 5.7%, 1.23 million versus 1.2 million expected. That was also better than estimated, and that's also part of that move that you're seeing in the market here today to the upside. In fact, the big move in the market so far to the upside. Let's hope it can hold in there and hang in there till the close. The Philly Fed exceeds expectations. The Philly Fed outlook plus 16.6 versus 10 consensus. Three really good reports on the U.S. economy today. Hemp bill clears Texas Senate. Village Farms International says it applauds the passage yesterday by a unanimous vote of House Bill 1325 by the Texas State Senate to establish a Texas hemp program. The bill will provide regulatory and licensing framework for the cultivation and processing of hemp, as well as for products made from hemp, including cannabidiol, I don't know, something like that. It's a long word with a lot of syllables. I talked to some people from different states while I've been here, talked to a couple that have come here from Colorado recently. And, you know, there's definitely ramifications to marijuana passage, making it legal in the state. The homeless population in Colorado has increased quite dramatically with the passage and the legalization of marijuana. And I can just say from my perspective in California, where we move from, the homeless population has exploded in California since the legalization. Now, there's got to be a link. You could look at the scientific studies or whatever. I'm just an observer. I'm a guy who walks the streets. In fact, I walked to work every morning in downtown San Diego, and I saw just a massive explosion in the homeless population when California legalized marijuana. Well, we'll be back. We've got Amazon. We've got Walmart. We've got Burger King, NVIDIA, Applied Materials, MasterCard, Visa, and many others to talk about. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a die-hard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new Safer Money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, one of the subjects that I covered last night for, you know, quite a bit was valuations of stocks. It takes a lot of the emotion out of the equation if you have some kind of idea of what the stock could be worth at the current rate it's going, and you look out 3 to 5 years from now, what potential upside does that stock have? And again, if I own a stock that, like on Monday, was down 3 or 4%, and I look at it and I know from a valuation point of view that it has the potential to double over the next 5 years, I don't get a lot of heartburn when the stock is down 3 or 4% on a bad day in the market. So that Best Stocks Now app that I invented has pretty accurate 5-year target prices on the stocks that I can value, put valuations on in the app. And looking at that 5-year target price gives me a lot of conviction in what I do and helps me to make decisions on different stocks when the market goes a little bit cattywampus here. You know, this week is now turning positive for the week. And once again, I said every single sell-off in the market for the last 10 years has been a buying opportunity. And furthermore, taking out that valuation theme a little bit further, having a valuation on the S&P 500, having some kind of idea of how it is valued, is also extremely important in the work that I do on the markets. And as a money manager, it gives me a whole lot of conviction when I know what my target price, for instance, is on the indexes. Very, very important. Well, Warren Buffett considers Amazon, obviously, to fit his strict value criteria. He disclosed in his recent 13F filing with the SEC that Berkshire Hathaway acquired 483,000 shares of Amazon. Now, let's not forget that's an $1,800 stock. You can do the math. That works out to about $860 million, almost $1 billion, says Warren Buffett, put of his Berkshire Hathaway fund into Amazon. Now, let's just look at the P.E. ratio of Amazon right now. Amazon has a P.E. ratio of 78. You say, how can a value investor like Warren Buffett warrant putting money into a stock with a P.E. ratio of 78? Wouldn't poor Benjamin Graham, the father of value investing, roll over in his grave knowing about this stake that Warren Buffett has taken? Well, Buffett describes it as a company that fits his value criteria. Bill Gunderson has a $3,500 target price on Amazon 5 years down the road. Amazon recently pulled back from 1964. It was closing in on $2,000. And on Monday of this week, Amazon got down to 1818. It landed right on its 50-day moving average on Monday. And in my style of investing, the pullback to its 50-day moving average created a technical buying opportunity. And I had further conviction knowing that I have a $3,500 target price. When it pulled back to 1818, it was almost at the half price mark once again. And Amazon so far is up about 100 points over the last 3 days. It's having an exceptionally strong day today. It's up 44 points, 2.3%. I'm sure the Buffett news is driving a lot of that. But even last night at the workshop, I pointed out Amazon. I used it as an example of how I had a line in the sand back in October of last year. And when it crossed that line in the sand that gave me heartburn, I sold it. And it went down much further. In fact, it went down some 320 points beyond where I sold it. And when that downtrend abated, and I knew that my target price was much higher than where the stock was trading at, I got back into the stock when its trend reversed. That was in early January. And I've been in it ever since, and I hope to ride it for a long, long time over the next several years. Growth rate, earnings growth rate over the last 5 years, 122% per year. That is the average earnings growth rate of Amazon, 122% per year over the last 5 years. Now, let's contrast that, okay? I talk a lot about disrupted companies and the disruptors. And I always say, you want to own the disruptor, not the disrupted. Who's been disrupted by Amazon? Well, Walmart is in the news today. Walmart reported earnings today, and Walmart is having a pretty good day as they beat earnings. Let's see, how much did they beat earnings by? Walmart beats by 11 cents, but they missed on revenue. Okay, well, that sounds very good for today. But now let's look out at Walmart over the last many years here. In 2013, Walmart was made $5.02 per share. This year, they're expected to make $4.76 per share. Walmart's bottom line earnings have been going down over the last 5 years at a rate of 2% per year. Who's the disruptor? Obviously, Amazon. Their earnings have been going up by 122% per year. Walmart's earnings have been going down by 2% per year. And I know you would say, how can you not own Walmart? It's one of the great brands in the world today. And I say that's an easy choice. The earnings are not growing anymore at Walmart. And even though they are rapidly increasing the online sales portion of their store, it's coming at the expense of the bricks and mortar portion of the store. Walmart's earnings this year are going to be down 3% versus last year, okay? It's no longer a growth stock. I wouldn't even buy Walmart for the dividend, which is 2.1%, because I want a stock that is growing their earnings and paying a dividend. Walmart meets the dividend criteria, but their earnings are decreasing. And I don't like stocks where earnings are decreasing. We call those soggy stocks, stodgy old growth giants of yesteryear. All right, let's see what else we have going here today. We talked about Amazon. I love it. I still own it. We talked about Walmart. I hate it. I like shopping there. But as far as the stock, forget about it. I want to talk next just a little bit about Boeing. As you know, I sold my Boeing several weeks ago out of my premier growth portfolio. Boeing has been roughed up this past week in a hearing of the Aviation Subcommittee of the House Transportation and Infrastructure. Boeing continues to be under fire. Now, I have talked to a lot of people about Boeing the stock, and I'm more convinced than ever that I did the right thing in selling the stock out of my growth portfolios. People in the industry, and I've confirmed this with several people, that this is a much worse problem than originally anticipated for Boeing. Boeing did not take one order in the month of April, not one order. So in my opinion, I love my Boeing people up in Seattle. I have a lot of friends that work at Boeing in Charleston, South Carolina. But as far as the stock goes, I think there's more downside risk in the worst case scenario. And the best case scenario is it's basically dead money right now. Boeing has come down $100 per share since late February. And even though Boeing has been growing by 33% per year, 23%.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
This is Paul Carlson, co-portfolio manager, here to talk about a new, safer money portfolio that we now offer. It is a portfolio of about 10 individual bonds that come over from our Best Stocks Now list. Overall, this portfolio has a current annual yield of just over 4%, and you will get your principal back if you hold these bonds until maturity, provided the company does not default. There is also opportunity for capital appreciation on these bonds if interest rates fall or if the credit rating improves. We will be able to capitalize on these credit changes and interest rate fluctuations. This means we'll be actively managing this individual bond portfolio along the way and be looking to take profits if the opportunity presents itself. The management fees on this new portfolio are low, and so is the volatility. Looking for professionally managed safe money that offers liquidity and no commissions to get in? Then you've come to the right place. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST or visit our website at GundersonCapital.com.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code MikeG.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months, or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Paul Carlson will be back on the air with us on Monday. He's handling a lot of things here in Sarasota so that I can do the show, and then he'll be driving home tomorrow. I'll be flying home tomorrow, and we'll be back on the air together on Monday. And as I said, we'll be back in about 6 to 8 weeks here in Sarasota. It's very close for us. Atlanta's very close for us. I love going there. Dallas, love going to Dallas. Minnesota, we're coming up there probably sometime in July. Seattle is on our radar for about 6 to 8 weeks out also. So if you'd like to get in early and reserve a spot, we're going to be somewhere near the airport in Seattle, the SeaTac airport there. You can call Edie at 855-611-BEST to reserve an appointment. We're creating a list now. We were full here in Sarasota, and I will be doing a workshop there in Seattle. About 6 to 8 weeks from now, we will finalize our plans early next week. And again, you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com, or you can call us at 855-611-BEST. Well, there's a few stocks I'd like to talk about here in this final segment. I kind of got cut off there on Boeing. I didn't hear the music coming, and I talked right into the music and into the commercials. But I really think that Boeing is dead money for quite some time, and I think the best place to be with Boeing right now, especially as it relates as being a growth stock, is on the sidelines. That's the way I feel about it. I've done a lot of work on it, talked to a lot of people, and I don't think this problem is going to go away as quickly as many originally thought. Next stock I want to talk about very quickly is Tesla. T. Rowe Price has disclosed that they have dumped most of their Tesla. In fact, T. Rowe Price, which is a big mutual fund company, they've dumped 80% of their Tesla shares. I would say that that's one of the worst charts in the entire market. Just looking at the downtrend since December, it's never recovered. It's gone from 379 to 229. It's lost $150 per share since December. I do not buy weak stocks. I like buying into strength, not weakness. And even though Tesla sales continue to grow, that is a very, very poor technical pattern on the stock of Tesla. T-S-L-A. What's the most expensive stock in the entire market right now? You could make an argument for Beyond Meat. Beyond Meat is now a $5.6 billion company that is not profitable and only has, let's see, 57, 7, about 80 million dollars in sales. This thing is now trading at 70 times sales and has no earnings. BYND IPO'd at $25 per share last week. Today it's at $93 per share. Can you say beyond? It is way beyond any kind of rational valuation whatsoever. Okay, the stock that I want to feature today, there's news on MasterCard today. Couple of reasons I bring this up. One, MasterCard is expanding their partnership with Lyft. Okay, now MasterCard makes money. Lyft does not make money. So there's a good opportunity to get exposure to Lyft, and I suppose Uber is coming soon, by owning MasterCard, which is a profitable company. MasterCard is also partnering with a company named Zavello to bring fast food drive-thrus and drive-ins artificial intelligence-powered voice assistance and personalized dynamic menu technology. Now, this is a credit card company, but that sounds like something way beyond a credit card company working on artificial intelligence-powered voice assistance and personalized dynamic menu technology. The first company to team up with MasterCard in this effort is Sonic Drive-In. They will be the first to pilot the system at selected locations in the U.S. this year. MasterCard continues to break out to new all-time highs. I own MasterCard. It's one of my largest holdings at Gunderson Capital Management. They've been growing their earnings at a clip of 19% per year. And I know it's not Amazon-like numbers, but those are very solid numbers. The stock is getting very close to breaking out to a new all-time high. It's a $260 billion market cap company. Over the last 7 years, it's gone from $33 a share to $254 per share. And even with this big move, I still show MasterCard to have about 85% upside potential over the next 5 years. In addition to that, there is a small dividend yield that's only 0.5%. But I would take a dividend yield of 0.5% on a 19% grower all day long over a 5% dividend on a company that is not growing. So MasterCard today is my featured stock of the day. It's currently ranked number 29 out of 5,118. Not a recommendation, but an example of what it takes to be a best stock now in the year 2019, where we have witnessed a massive revolution in technology. Many companies, many sectors have been disrupted, and many companies and sectors have been disruptors. You want to own the disruptors and not the disrupted. Look at your own portfolio. Do you own disruptors, or do you own large swaths of index funds with a lot of the disrupted in those index funds? Well, I like to cherry pick the indexes. If you'd like to set up a phone appointment with Bill Gunderson, Paul Carlson, you can do it through Edie at 855-611-BEST. I'll be working on the newsletter tomorrow. Be hot off the press. You can get a copy of that at GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based, registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.